Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Ralph Lauren Corporation, NYSE, RL, Q1 2024 Earnings Conference Call August 10, 2023 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Ralph Lauren Corporation reported solid first quarter results for fiscal 2024, with financial performance exceeding both top and bottom line expectations. The company attributed its performance to its diversified engines of growth and iconic brand, and saw positive comps, value perceptions, and luxury credentials. The company's brand desirability drove double-digit AUR growth, and the company is investing in product quality, sustainability, selling environments, and authentic brand messaging. Ralph Lauren's solid performance was driven by three strategic pillars: elevate and energize the lifestyle brand, drive the core and expand for more, and win in key cities with their consumer ecosystem. However, the company recognized the challenge of macro-inflationary pressures, particularly in North America, impacting their more value-oriented consumers. The company maintained its full-year fiscal 24 outlook for Europe, reflecting caution on the macro environment. Asia saw revenue increased by 18%, attributed to growth across all key markets, with a notable acceleration in China due to COVID-related restrictions. Despite a slow recovery in tourism in Japan, Q1 sales increased by high single digits. Licensing revenue fell in line with expectations, reflecting the transition out of the Lauren men's suiting license as part of the brand's elevation strategy. Net inventory rose slightly by 1%. Looking forward, the company remains cautious due to macroeconomic factors. A low single-digit decline is expected in North America due to softer spring trends and wholesale timing shifts in Q1, but expects improvement in subsequent quarters. The company ended Q1 with $1.7 billion in cash and short-term investments, and $1.1 billion in total debt. Challenges include managing fluctuations in foreign currencies and adapting to consumer spending habits and inflationary pressures. The company targeted product mix, channel and region mix, like-for-like pricing, and reduced promotional activity in order to increase the value of their products. They have noticed an uptick in higher value customers and are focusing on enhancing the customer experience for these customers. The company also addressed price sensitivity within their basic product categories. They shared future plans for their wholesale channel, predicting that Q1 will be the low point for wholesale growth in North America, with an expected growth through the year. The company expects their Europe overall for the year to have a flat to low single digit in their wholesale business. Their marketing strategy is focused on attracting higher value customers, and the company is pleased with acquiring 1.2 million new consumers in Q1. Inventory level moderation and alignment with sales were announced as part of the company's year-end goal. They pronounced confidence in their inventory management, and anticipate a decline in inventory dollars by the end of the year. Despite these successes, the company also faces challenges such as price sensitivity in basic categories, customer recruitment, and managing inventory levels.